UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Time now for Down the Stretch with veteran and highly successful thoroughbred handicapping expert Don Noble on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
When you're right, you're right. And when you're wrong, you're wrong. Good Saturday morning and welcome to this edition of Down the Stretch here on 93.9 The Ville. Streaming live, Kentucky's number one thoroughbred handicapping show, sponsored by Century Mortgage. My good friends at Century Mortgage, Jeff Ratanapool. And what I said at the very opening of the show, when you're right, you're right. And yesterday, Friday, October 18th, 2019 at Keeneland, downthestretch.net, our selection sheet. In the first race, horse that we liked, final cut, wins, pays $8. Along with the three, co-worker, the exacta, $32. Along with the one, Peppered, trifecta, $65.60. We had it. In the second race, on the turf, the path not taking, the four horse, our top selection, wins, pays $7.20. So we had the double. I'm not sure what it paid, but we had the double. $8 in the first race, $7.20 in the second race. The third race, going a mile. Maiden claiming $50,000. Purse was $27,000 for two-year-olds. I took a shot in here. Now, if you watch races and you chart them as well as I do, you got to understand. Norm Cassie and Julian LaPerouse has won some races together. Norm Cassie had a first-time starter by Tiz Now, the one horse, Bird King. Who's in the irons? Julian LaPerouse. This horse had a nice work September 28th at Churchill Downs, 101-4, 19th best of 48. Goes off at 6-1. Our top selection pays $14.60. And then in the fourth race, a horse that we weren't sure about, but we threw this horse in here. We had two scratches. Only had two selections, the 10 and the 3, and it came 3-10. KW Captain Flint. This two-year-old colt by Magician, okay, stands for $4,000 for Mike Thomason and The Rock, Joe Rocco. 12-1 morning line. 12-1 morning line. Horse pays $27.20. We had the exacta of $65.20. So we had the first race, $8. The second race, and $7.20. The third race, our top selection, $14.60, and our second selection, KW Captain Flint, paid $27.20. Okay? We're rolling. We're rolling. The pick three paid $944.20. Now, that's for $2. Then in the fifth race, a horse that I kind of liked in this 5.5, non-winners of one, turf event, Hidden Facts, the 5 horse. Horse was 4-1 morning line for Brian Lynch. Ends up getting the job done by the factor out of a city zip mare. Pays $14.20. $14.20. So we got mutuals of $8, $7, $14.60, $27.20, and $14.20. Now, this is the 50 cent, not a dollar, not $2, not a $10, a 50 cent pick five. Paid $8,099.80. You know, I have people that when I send out tweets, they question what I send out. And let me say this to you. I'm 71 years old. I may not have the best memory, but I still got a memory. But everybody wants to question some of these payouts. And you can look this up. Daily Racing Farm, Equibase, Keeneland.com, whatever. The pick five yesterday at Keeneland for 50 cents. On our downthestretch.net selection sheet, paid $8,000. $8,000. And I was sitting there yesterday with my wife. She was doing some work at home. And I told her, I said, you know how this works, don't you? She said, sure. We had a two-sheet selection. The first sheet does well. And then 6, 7, 8, and 9. 6, 7, 8, and 9 are selections. All ran second. Couldn't get in the winner's circle. We were right there, but just couldn't get in the winner's circle. And in the last race, as some friends used to call me, last race Donnie, the one horse wins Come On Venezuela, along with the 7 for Tom Amos, with the 4, which we had Violent Storm, and the 8 was our long shot. So it was 1, 7, 4, 8. We had the numbers. And I was so excited after the pick five. I don't know what to exactly try the super pay. But had a pretty good day. And if you need some help today, post time again 105, highlighted by the grade 2 Lexus, Lexus Raven Run Stakes for $250,000. Dollars going 7/8. But I think there's some value on the card today. You just have to find it. It may be with our selections. It may not be. But we'll see what happens. Which leads me to a few things this morning. I'll tell you, I'm having a hard time watching TVG. Now, there's a couple guys on there and a couple women that I do like. But I'll tell you right now, the coverage on TVG is horrible. Is horrible. They talk too much. They talk too much. And they get off point too much. just give me the horses you like. And then when they comprise a ticket, they might as well take every horse in the race. I don't do that. The most I'd ever take would be four. And majority of times, I don't even do that. I take two or three. That's the reason why Fox Sports decided to go out on their own and have the program about New York, just about New York racing, which I like. I wish someone here locally, whether it be in Louisville, Lexington, wherever, would just have a show about the races in Kentucky. So it'd be primarily about Churchill Downs or primarily be about Keeneland. That's all we'd see. I don't need any other racetracks. Just focus on those. But Todd Trupp, he goes on and on and on and on. And he always talking about getting free meals. Does this guy work for a living? Does he work for a living? Always talking about Tony's. I called Tony's. See about doing a Breeders' Cup. Never called me back. Never called me back. Bye-bye, Tony. Bye-bye, Tony's. You won't see me there. Whether it be Breeders' Cup, whatever. Don't even return telephone calls. Something else that's interesting here before I get off the air. You know, I've been beating this drum for years. For years. As I told you, about 25 years ago, I had a very astute individual that told me that online wagering is not the way of the future. Now, how ridiculous was that comment? Said you need butts in the seats. You don't need no butts in the seats. What you need is that handle going in to whether it be Churchill Downs, whether it be Keeneland, whether it be Belmont, Santa Anita, Del Mar, whatever. That's what you need, online wagering. Which leads me to something that I saw yesterday. I think it was either on Fox News or wherever, one of the business programs that I watch. The state of Pennsylvania and the state of New Jersey combined in September of this year. Now, this is Pennsylvania and New Jersey only. No one else, no other states, just these two states. How much money do you think they bet in these off-track betting parlors as well as online for sports wagering? Do you have any idea, Mitch?
No idea.
Just guess. I mean, randomly, just give me an idea. Two states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, how much they wagered on those two states just in the month of September.
Okay, I think I saw what New Jersey did, so okay. I'm going to try to base it off that. I'm going to go $90
million. $647 million.
Oh, my Lord.
$647 million. And you know what the first question I'm asking? What are these state legislators that I've been preaching about? They talk about getting rid of the swamp. Need to get rid of all of them up there. How much money are we losing every single day? Every single day. Sports wagering. Well, we're gonna have to get with him. We're gonna have to do this. All the rest of those guys up there, and like I told you, I tried to get Damon Thayer on our program. And I can't come on here right now. It's bad timing. These people need to be held accountable. All the money that we're losing. How much money do you think? Now, we're not Pennsylvania, we're not New Jersey, but the fact is, there are people here that will gamble. How would you like to go today over to the Yulville and Clemson game, and you could be at Churchill Downs, or you'd be at the game, leave there, then go over and bet races, whether it be New York or whatever, bet college games, bet the pros tomorrow, bet Kentucky and Georgia. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And why are we always last? We're not proactive at all. Not at all. Well, I'm tired of ranting here, so it's 9:15. I got to get a special guest on here in a few minutes, and a guy that I hadn't been on here in quite some time. Writer, handicapper from the Daily Racing Farm, Marty McGee. So we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch, sponsored by Cherry House Furniture Gallery.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter.
You're listening to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's your host, Don Noble.
Mitch, who is that?
I thought I'd play a little Carrie Underwood since she was in concert 2 days ago.
Really? Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. Well, haven't had this gentleman on in a while, and I called him the other day, and he's always agreeable to come on and talk a little thoroughbred racing, and that's my good friend at Daily Racing Form, writer, handicapper, Marty McGee. Good morning, Marty.
Hello, Don Noble. How are you?
Pretty good. I saw you in the paddock over talking to Mr. Ramsey yesterday.
Yeah, he joked with me about 10 years ago, he seriously said, and I was 25 years into my career by then, and he goes, you know, you're getting pretty good at writing about these horse races. So I went over to him yesterday and said, you know, you're getting pretty good at owning and breeding these horses. And he thought that was pretty funny.
He did?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Marty, yeah. Marty, how you been doing, man? I hadn't talked to you in a while. I hadn't seen you. Everything going well with you, your health and everything?
Yeah. You know, I had cancer about 6-7 years ago.
But yes.
Thank God. Doing good now. And, you haven't had me on in a long time, but... the form is not available at Churchill Downs Incorporated tracks, but it's available online and mm-hmm. all other places in North America. So, we're still sticking around. DRF, we've been around since 1894.
You know, something that I don't know why they made the decision, but now you can go to dailyracingform.com and you can read a lot of the articles, which for a while you couldn't. Now I'm back reading the articles, whether it be you writing, whoever else. So I'm glad of that.
Well, yeah, we appreciate that. We just took the paywall down. It was on October 2nd, so it's mm-hmm. been a couple of weeks that we're still trying to get people used to. You know, it wasn't only the expense of doing that, Don, that was hurting us, but just the pain in the, you know what, clicking through this, that, and the other thing. And it, you know, it took about 6 or 7 clicks to get what you wanted to, but now you can go on and read all our recaps and advances and future articles and stuff like that. So,
I look forward to them. I mean, I look forward. I read them.
Thank you. One of the guys at the Blood Horse told me, when we went to a paywall, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, however long it was, he goes, "That's the best thing you guys did for us."
Yeah,
it
no
drove,
kid.
Yeah, online read to them and other sites. So, you know, there's got to be a happy medium, though, Don, for real journalism and you know, quality in terms of the product that you're putting out. You've got to have some sort of revenue stream, mm-hmm. and obviously not just us in racing, but, throughout the journalism world, they're still trying to figure out how to do that.
Well, what was the charge before? Do you remember how much it cost if you wanted to read content per month? Do you know?
I'm not sure. It varied with depending on what you wanted. You know, mm-hmm. if you tied it into DPs, I think you got some free stuff and everything. But, a lot of our business, obviously, is online business, people printing out DPs and just having access to them. So that there's still a charge for that, mm-hmm. and there should be. But,
The
writings that we're doing, a lot of that's free now, thankfully.
Let me ask you this. Is it just me, Marty, or maybe, because I read Blood Horse, I read Pollock Report, I read Daily Race and Farm Now, and a couple other publications. Where's the buzz about the Breeders' Cup? It just doesn't seem like it's as glamorous or people. I mean, 2 weeks from today is the big day. Is it me or just because people are not out there yet? Or I have no idea who some of the European horses. I mean, I know Coat of Honor and Bricks and Mortar and so forth, but it just doesn't seem like, you know, the thought of the Breeders' Cup, and it's 2 weeks, and man, I want some more content.
Well, on our site, there is a lot of content. You got to dig a little bit.
But, okay.
We run down every race. The pre-entries are due on Monday.
Yes.
And they'll be released on Wednesday.
Okay.
But in the run-up to this, the last 4 or 5 weeks, all of us at Daily Race Inform, I've had two races in particular, the Juvenile Turf Sprint
mm-hmm.
and the Philly Mare Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And then my colleagues have been covering in depth the other 12 races. So you can do that. But, you know, to go to the larger question is why is there not a buzz, I think a lot of us obviously are holding our breath in terms of how's this going to go out at Santa Anita, you know, with the PETA pressure and everything else that's involved. Plus, we don't have any marquee stars right now to speak of. You had your Derby winner disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the shelf. Nobody else really rose to the fore. I guess the biggest names are McKenzie and Midnight Bisou and Matoli, and,
mm-hmm.
and those aren't exactly compared to, you know, the American Pharaohs and Justifies of the world. So it's been a tough year for us in racing, but hopefully nothing untoward will happen in 2 weeks at Santa Anita, and we'll have a great couple of days of racing.
Well, something you failed to mention, can't you get the advanced PPs, what, Tuesday or so? Or can you
well,
go now?
The pre-entries don't come out till Wednesday. I think maybe by Thursday.
Okay.
I have on sale. You know, you can get all the pre-entry horses and their lifetime PPs. That's usually available at most of the outlets that normally carry the racing form.
Well, let me ask you this question. I know they reconfigured a lot of the races, the juvenile stakes with your horse and my horse and probably everyone else. Dennis, the moment is that on? Did they switch that to Saturday? Is it still on Friday?
Yeah, they've got what they're calling the Future Stars Friday, and it's all five of the two-year-old
races. Mm-hmm.
And then the other nine all go on Saturday. So the five on Friday are the Juvenile Fillies, Juvenile Turf, Juvenile Fillies Turf, and then the race that they ran for the first time last year at Churchill, which is the Juvenile Turf Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the five Friday races.
Now on Friday, some of those Juvenile Turf races is the Europeans bringing over any of their heavy runners?
I haven't really looked into those too much, but usually,
okay.
Typically they do, Don, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of times they win. I know that
mm-hmm.
in the Juvenile Turf Sprint that I've been canvassing,
mm-hmm.
There's a horse named A-Ali, like Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
And that's that horse has won three Group 2 turf sprints overseas, so he's really well-regarded. But I tell you, Wesley Ward has a real strong hand. He's got three really good ones for that race in four-wheel drive,
wow.
Camari, and Cambria.
Well, that's good information.
Yeah, Wesley's going to be pretty strong.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that. So by you saying that and mentioning on the air, when he's got three and then there may be a couple Europeans and then there may be a dark horse, that gives you value when you're gambling. You know, and that helps us, right?
Absolutely. I think they're going to be able to run 14. You know, they have not used the down-the-hill
mm-hmm.
turf course out at Santa Anita since last, I guess it was in March when one of the horses broke down when they were making the crossover from the turf to the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
But so that has really kind of changed the complexion of both the turf sprint for the older horses and then this juvenile turf sprint in that, Instead of running the 6.5, they're only going 5/8 around
really?
The 1/5.
Really?
So it's really a different type of race the way those are.
And when are you leaving and going out to Santa Anita?
I leave on Friday.
Do you?
Friday the 25th, yeah, coming up.
Let me ask you this question, because I haven't seen the horse up close. About Roman's 2-year-old, Dennis the Moment. Tell me a little bit.
I mean, Dale is given to hype. which is kind of what makes us
makes us
friends of his kind of like him even more. He, you know, he'll really talk up a horse, and I don't think he's really talked up a horse the way he has this, maybe ever. I don't know if he just does that to, for a feel-good kind of vibe or what, but what the horse did in the Iroquois was really impressive, and he is the morning line favorite in the racing form for this race, even though Brendan Walsh's horse was equally impressive, I thought, in winning the Pierce Futurity a couple of Saturdays ago. And so I think they're actually the top two favorites because the horses, the horse that won the Champagne, trained by Barkley Tagg, his name escapes me right now, but he is not coming. And I think Baffert has one out there waiting for him. But yeah, those are the three favorites.
What do you think, Dennis? The moment will go off out of the gate.
We've got him 9-5 right now, which you know, obviously, it's. I would say that's a good range, less than 2-1, and but higher than even money.
Well, I tell you what, if that horse goes off 9-5, I'm going to the ATM. No, I'm serious. Now, saying that, you know what could happen, but I've been really, really impressed, and what you said about Brendan Walsh's horse as well. But again, you never know what type of horse you're going to get that particular day. But I've been really, really impressed with Dennis.
You know,
the moment.
I'm pretty tight with a couple of the clockers out there at Santa Anita, and it's interesting that Dale, as opposed to some of these other trainers, Dale is sending his horses out there tomorrow.
I saw that
Sunday the 20th. And a lot of these guys are waiting till the 28th or 29th because they don't want, just in case that Santa Anita track isn't the way they want it to be. And I understand it's heavier than it has been in the past. So I will get a good line on how Dale's horses are training from these clockers out there because they got a pretty good eye.
You know, I've never understood, and maybe you can explain this to me. If I had a top horse, and I'm whether it be Santa Anita or where I'm going up to New York for a big, big race, a grade one, whatever, Breeders' Cup, I would ship my horse at least a week or 10 days prior to see whether or not the horse even possibly could even like the surface. And if not, I wouldn't enter my horse or I'd scratch my horse. Now, that's
well,
me.
You know, there's different takes on that. We deal with that every year with the Derby. You have the Pletcher horses coming in after their final works down at Palmetto's. You know, Big Brown came in late.
Yeah.
We've had a number of horses come in late. I think Funny Side came in late. And then you've got guys on the other hand, like Steve Asmussen, he already has Matoli and Midnight Bisou out there at Santa Anita. They will have had two or three works over the track there. And so Dale's just going out there with the intent of having one breeze over the track, and all some of these other guys, Brad Cox and Walsh and them, they're just going to have their last breezes here at Churchill and send them out 3 or 4 days out.
Marty, I'm on a break here. Can you stay on a little bit, or you have to leave?
Yeah, I need to go up to Keeneland, but call me next week or whatever when I'm out in California. Maybe
okay.
We'll hook up.
And the other thing, real quick, you got a pick five ticket today. You got a few singles, and I think the last race, you got 4, 5, 6 horses, right?
I've already made my online bets on the first three races. I love singles. I like 5 in the first, 6 in the second, and 7 in the third.
Well, that's good.
And seven is Lucas in the third. And
Ultimate Mole.
Usually don't bet on the coach, but that horse, I think she's the best horse in his barn. Mm-hmm. And she really needed her last race. I think she's going to run giant today.
Well, you better worry about that deuce in there, Take Charge Angel, with that 34 breeze.
That's why God invented the mutual window.
Hey, Marty, I appreciate it very much. Safe travels up to Keeneland, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you for having me.
Well, that was Marty McGee giving his thoughts about some things in the Breeders' Cup, as well as Dennis the Moment for Dale Romans. I think you may get 2-1 on Dennis the Moment. Well, Mitch, let's take our second break, and we'll come back and I'll talk about a few of the races today at Keeneland on the undercard.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eye.
Welcome back to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's your host, Don Noble.
Welcome back to Down the Stretch, sponsored by our good friends at Town and Country Ford. Billy Hayes, been a sponsor of this program for years, and we do appreciate it. And we'd appreciate it if you want to get some winners today, go to downthestretch.net and do something a little bit different than we've done in the past. We're going to do the first pick five, starting with, naturally, the first race. 6 furlongs, claiming $50,000. Purse is $48,000 for fillies and mares 3 and up. Only got 6 horses. I hadn't seen the scratches yet. First horse I'll talk about is a 3 for Phil Sims. Non-Helma with Robbie Alvarado. 7-2 morning line. They only paid $2,000 for this 4-year-old filly. At the 2016 September Keeneland sale, this horse has already won $78,000. And last time out in a non-winners of 3 lifetime, wins at Thistle Downs. Now, this is a Kentucky bred, not Ohio bred. Most importantly, Phil Sims owns this filly and trains it. Last time out, went off a nickel to a dollar and wins. I took a shot in here with this horse as our top selection. 7-2. Then the other horse in here that you definitely got to look at is the 5-horse Sterling Miss for Tom Amos. It's a 4-year-old filly. Has won over $130,000 going 6 furlongs. 3 races back. Churchill Downs in May against the optional $62,500 2X, wins by 5 lengths with Corey Landry. Today you're getting Jimmy Graham. Last time out at Churchill going 6 furlongs at an optional 62,500 2X. Excuse me. This horse was the favorite. $1.90 to a dollar. Got brushed at the start. Backed up and finished a distant 6. You're getting 5-2. 5-2 plus this horse is going up for sale. You can get this 4-year-old filly for $50,000. The other horse in here I looked at was the Deuce Foxy Mischief. 9-2 with Tyler Gaffleon. This year, this horse has been out 9 times and 3 wins and a second for over $75,000. I think this horse has got a little bit of a shot. Been out 17 times at the distance. 3 wins, a second, and a third for over $100,000. That's Foxy Mischief. And then the horse in here is my long shot, is the 4, Strip It Down for Grant Foster, Corey Landry in the irons. This 4-horse, last time out, Golden Gate, on the synthetic surface, only got beat less than 2 lengths going 6 furlongs. They went 1-10-2 that day. It's making her Midwest debut today. This horse here, I think, has got a little bit of a shot. So, the horses I have in here, I have the 3-5-2 with the 4 in this first leg of the pick 5. Marty McGee has got the 5. It's his single, Sterling Miss, for Tom Amos and Jimmy Graham. Which leads us to the second race, going 6.5 furlongs. Now, this is Saturday. Okay? This is Saturday. This is the premier day of racing at Keeneland. And we got a $7,500 claiming race. Purse is $22,000. Post time is at 1:39. These for three-year-olds and up. First horse I'm going to talk about is a horse that drew the rail. Friday Night Star, 4-1, Robbie Alvarado. Last time out at Canterbury Park and an optional 20,000 1X. This horse wins by a length. They went 22-44-3, 109-3, and the final time was 116-3. That's Friday Night Star. I think this horse has got a serious, serious shot in here. I'm surprised this horse 4-1. But has never raced over the Keeneland surface. Draws the rail. We'll find out. The next horse in here I looked at, this horse way on the outside, and I'm not sure if this horse is going to get in. It's the 14, Chuckmate, for Karen Johnson. The horse ran well at Belterra, $5,000 claiming ranks. Draws the AE list, but I'm not sure if this horse is going to get in. Probably won't, but I said I got to use this horse. So I put this horse in the mix. Probably going to be scratched, Chuckmate. And most importantly, this horse is 9 years old. 9 years old. Still competing. Has won $23,000. That's remarkable. That's incredible. Then the other horse in here that I looked at on the outside was Bajan Cash for Aaron Shorter, Channing Hill in the Irons, 9-2. Last time out, going 7 ace and a claiming $7,500 claiming event. This horse was a distant second. But I still think this horse maybe get a piece of it. Horse is 0-8, still looking for his first win of the year. Do I think the 12 can win it? Not really. But may get a piece of it underneath. But I still put this horse in the mix. Then the other horse in here that I looked at, the 9 horse, Giant Boo Boo, 4-year-old gelding out by Frost Giant. It stands for $2,500. New York bred with Miguel Mena at 6-1. Horses never ran at this level. And you never know what could happen here with the 9 here and Miguel Mena. But dropping big time. Dropping down from optional 15,000 to 7,500 today. Been out 5 times this year, a win in the second for 28, and 1-5 at the distance. I don't think this horse could win it, but you might want to use this horse anyway because this was a crazy, crazy race. It's wide open, and as many horses that we have here, probably 12 ago, or at least 11, I thought this race was wide open, but I thought the one horse, Friday Night Star, on the rail, going to be tough in here. If he adjusts to the surface in Lexington. Well, let's see what time it is here real quick. It's 9:45. So let's take our last break, Mitch, because I got to get off here because they're going to have the pregame for University of Louisville and Clemson game. So we'll be right back and talking about the third leg of the Pick 5. Post time, 2:12. Thank you.
You're listening to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's your host, Don Noble.
Well, we got about 10 more minutes till our show is over. Next race we'll talk about is the third race. Post time is at 2:12, going 6 furlongs. Optional claim at 100,000 2X, purse is 75 for 3-year-old fillies. I thought this was a good race. Got 8 horses entered, and man, I've got marks on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the 8 in here. First horse I'll talk about is a horse that I do like. Morning line favorite, the 2, Take Charge Angel for Ben Colebrook. This 3-year-old filly by Will Take Charge out of a Bellamy Road mare. Corey Landry in the irons. 2-1, morning line. If you look back in April this year, going 6.5 at Keeneland, an optional 75, this horse just gets beat a half a length. A half a length. In 2019, this filly's been out 4 times, a win and a second for 78,000. I landed on this horse because I liked the race back in April at Keeneland, but this horse comes back at Keeneland October 13th, 6 days ago, has a 34 breezing, best of 9 at Keeneland. That's blistering. That is blistering. Now, last time out in the $125,000 Dogwood Stakes at Churchill Downs, this horse was a distant, and I mean distant, 5th, was beaten by 14 lengths, and today is running against an optional 100. Hopefully this horse will get the job done, but there's some other horses in here I think are very worthy. The 3 horse in here for Brad Cox, Revuvian Appeal. You get Mike Smith in the irons, 3-1. Last time out at Churchill, going 6 furlongs at an optional 100,000 2X. They went 21-2, and the final time was 1:10-3. Wins by a neck. This horse here is a very, very strong entry for Brad Cox and Mike Smith. The distance, been out 7 times, 2 wins, 2 seconds for over $140,000. And this is a horse I kind of landed on, but I looked at that 34 work. But Revuvian Appeal, trust me, out of Successful Appeal, this filly going to be tough. Going to be tough. Then the other horse in here I looked at, a little bit of a price for McLean Robinson, the 5 horse ready to run away. This horse has made over $170,000. 3 back at Canterbury, going 6 panels. This horse went 1:10-3. Captured a minor stakes race that day in July. Wins by almost 5 lengths. So I'm trying to get a little bit of a price. 8-1 with Ricardo Santana in the irons. The other horse in here that I looked at that I think is a serious contender is the horse that Marty McGee landed on. And this is his single, the 7, Ultimate Mo. It's 3-year-old filly by Uncle Mo that stands for $125,000. They paid $300,000. Math is stable. Lucas is 12 for 161 this year at 7%. But he's got a nice filly here in Ultimate Mo. 2 races back, going 7/8 in the slop, and an optional 75. His horse wins by 5 lengths. 5 lengths. This year, this horse has won over $130,000, but has never, never won at 6 furlongs. You're getting 5-1, and you're getting Jimmy Graham. So the horses I like in here in this third race is the 2-3-5 with the 7, which leads us up to the fourth leg, going 1 3/16 on the turf, straight maiden. Nice purse of $71,000. Pulse time is at 2:45, and this is kind of a tricky race. But I landed on none other than the 3, Compliant, his three-year-old colt by Kittens Joy out of a Smart Strike mare. Kittens Joy stands for $75,000, and Connections paid $95,000 at the 2016 November Keeneland sale. Last time out, going a mile and a quarter at Belmont. This horse gets beat less than two lengths. This is Chad Brown, and it's Johnny V. 9-5. This horse going to be tough in here. Not because of being 9-5, but Chad Brown is winning over, is winning around 30%. The other horse in here I look at that I thought had a serious shot was the 7 for Mike Maker, Tyler Gaffley on, Red Sorrell. Last time out at Churchill, going a mile and an eighth, this horse here ran a decent second. But this horse is 0-7 in 2019. It's got a problem. It's developed a case of secunditis. It's been second three times. So we'll just have to wait and see. But the race that I kind of used as a barometer was two races back at Kentucky Downs, August 31st, going a mile and a half. This horse only gets beat a half a length at 3-1. So Red Sorrell, I think, has a shot. Then the other horse in here that I looked at was the 10 horse for Christopher Clamott at 5-1. Shore Magic, you're getting Julian LaPerouse. Last time out at Delaware Park, this horse ran second by four lengths. And in set career races, Clamont's winning at 19%, and in turf starts, winning at 19%. I think this horse got a shot with Julian LaPerouse, the 10 horse, Shore Magic, 5-1. Then the other horse in here that I looked at was in our long shot at 12-1, the 5, Hello America for Chris Block that lit him up yesterday. Corey Landry in the irons, 12-1. Last time out at Arlington Park over their turf course, this horse ran 6, beaten by four lengths at $1 to $1. This horse has been the favorite three straight races and have lost all three of these. 12-1, that may be the value play. So the horses in this fourth race is 3-7-10 with the 5, which leads us to the last leg of the early pick 5. 6 furlongs, straight maiden, $71,000 for two-year-olds. Horse that I landed on, I took a shot. I mean a shot in here. I took the 2, Tranquility Base. This two-year-old colt by Tabbitt. And we're going 6 furlongs. This horse probably needs distance. But Tabbitt is good with first-time starters. Larry Jones and Gabriel Saez got a nice work October 11th at Churchill Downs. 101-2. 21 best of 42 that day. In two-year-old races, Larry Jones is winning 19%. And with first-time starters, 18%. 12-1. The other horse in here I looked at was the 10 horse, Elusive Diora, out of an Elusive Quality stallion, out of a Medaglia Diora mare. It's a two-year-old colt. They paid $300,000. Elusive Quality stands for 30. They paid $300,000 for Steve Asmussen. This horse was right there. Was right there down Evangeline Downs by my friend Steve Flint. Only got beat 3/4 of a length in little minor stakes. 4-1, Elusive Diora. This horse got a serious shot. 4-1 coming out of the 10 hole. Then the other horse in here I looked at was the 3 horse at 7-2 for Wesley Ward and Tyler Gaffleon, Maxim Milano. Saratoga, this horse got beat by 9 lengths in the slop, though, and was bumped at the start. So This colt had a little bit of a problem, and that's the reason the horse is 7-2. And Wesley Ward, you in second career starts, he's winning at 23%. 23%. So I think you definitely got to use that. So there's three horses that I'm talking about that you probably need to use. And then the other horse that I use is a horse on the outside, the 11 at 15-1 for Wayne Catalano. And I think it's Numidian, M-N-U-M-I-D-I-A-N. Two-year-old colt by Macho Uno, stands for 10. Got a nice breeding there with Western Expression. Got two nice works at Keeneland, and you're getting 15-1. So to recap this fifth race, we got to 2, we got to 10, we got to 3, and the 11. And Marty McGee, this is the numbers he's got in here. He's got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 10, 11, 12. I don't go that deep. Don't go that deep. Well, I see it's 10 o'clock. I know we got to get off of here for the pregame for University of Louisville. Clemson, real quick, what do you think, Mitch? What's your score for the Louisville?
I think Louisville covers. I'm going to go 45-24 Clemson.
Okay. And I think it's going to be 35-13. Well, as I say each week, good luck in smart wagering today at the races.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.